Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Barber Zone Blog Talk Radio Show. Enter the Barber Zone with your host, Chavez Moment, coming here from the Barber Zone Barber Studio, 2505 Parsons Avenue on the south side of Columbus, Ohio. Welcome, everybody. We here. It's springtime. Weather's getting right. You know, welcome to another show, man. Welcome. Thank you for entering the Barber Zone. You know, thank you for all the support, you know, all the emails and text messages and all of that. We appreciate it, man. Y'all know how much that helps through the day. Yo, got a great show today. We got a question. We got a problem that goes on in a lot of barbershops. So, you know, I've seen people talking about it, and, you know, it's happened to me and some other shop owners that I know, and we've had some conversations. So, thought about it, you know. Let's bring it to the people. Let's bring it to the show. It's a little real talk we're going to have tonight. I don't know, you know, might have some upset individuals, you know, at the end of the show. But, you know, hey, it's the Barber Zone. It goes on in the barbershop. We got to talk about it. Why don't you have your booth rent when it's due? If it's due on Friday, Saturday, or whenever. When that time comes, when it's time for you to pay your booth rent, you know, pay for, you know, the chair that you have, what allows you to make your money, take care of your family, you know, live the livelihood that you live in. Why don't you have that available? All right, we're going to talk about it, man. We're going to see you. We're going to get on the show tonight. So thank you for listening. If you're listening in through Blog Talk, which is blogtalkradio.com/barberzone, or you may be listening right through official Barber Zone website, which is www.barberzone.org. Just click Barber Zone Radio, listen live button, and you hear the show. But if you want to tap into the show, you know, you want to speak on the topic that we have for the night, 347-637-3850. And press 1, you know, that lets me know you got something to say, you want to join the show. So, hey, y'all know how we do it on the Barber Zone. We're going to keep it real, but we're going to keep it respectful. So, but before we go, you know, before we go a little farther, before we go into anything else, we want to, you know, get them shouted out, man. We got to take care of, you know, things that sustain us. So, get a little shout out, man. Call them prayer. So, take a little second and say, thank you, Father, for another day, another opportunity. We come to you with thankful hearts. Everything that you do for us, everything that you provide for us. These gifts, these talents that you blessed us with, Father, let us use them that we may be better than somebody else, that these talents that we have may be used that in a good way, not in a grudging, disrespectful way. Let the things that we do be upliftment to our families, ourselves, to our community, that we may not use our gifts in a bad way for negative gain or selfish, prideful gain. That it be to glory you in all that we do. Thank you for the show. Thank you for the Barber Zone and everything that you're doing for us. Continue to increase our territory that we may bless others, that we may be a positive example for some young barbers and stout that's coming up in this trade that we love. So, Father, as we go on, we say thank you. Let the things that's said on this show, that they may not be taken in a grudgeful way, that they may be used as some constructive criticism. And don't let anything go on that is not in your liking. All these blessings we ask in the Son of Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all. Y'all know the Barber Zone has started the no alcohol movement. No more alcohol in the shop, no more sea breeze, no more Witch Hazel, whatever you cherry alcohol, whatever you use it. Barber Zone Cool Touch, the foamy no alcohol antiseptic aftershave. Y'all heard it? Foamy no alcohol antiseptic aftershave. That means you can use it for your haircuts after your lineups and beard trims and all of that shave. But you can also use it as an antiseptic. You can always use it for first aid. It's FDA approved, kills MRSA, all those other little bacteria we got going on in the shop. Barberzone Cool Touch. Check us out, man. Check us out on YouTube/Barberzone. We got the video on there. Check us out on the official Barberzone website, which is barberzone.org. You know, hit us up. We'll get the product out to you. All right, y'all. Let's get into the show. Excuse me. Why don't you have your boyfriend? That's a good question. Barbers out there, when it comes time, as they say, come time to pay the piper, why aren't you ready? You've been cutting all week. You've been out buying shoes and in the club, big boy balling, tricking, and you know, riding around on nice rims and at the mall and at the best restaurants, taking care of the tab. But when it comes time for that booth rent, but man, you know I ain't got it, man. You know, I had to take care of this and I had to take care of that. And hey, what does that have to do with me? You know, I still got to run this business. If you take care of what you got to take care of early in the week, it won't be a problem on Saturday or Friday, whenever you got to do it. Say, for example, man, we got a lot of barbershops, let's say, in the Columbus, Ohio area. We're going to use the average. Let's say the average booth rent is $100 a week. Yeah, a lot of people like, man, $100 a week. Yeah, $100 a week. No, we say, get people to say, man, some say that's good, some say that's bad. But, you know, if you're a barber doing your thing, utilizing all your marketing tools, doing your advertising like you're supposed to, that's nothing. You make $100 a day. But, you know, a lot of people do make $100, $200 a day. But then they blow it during the week. Y'all got to realize, as a whole, we are horrible financial people. As barbers, a lot of us are horrible financial people. We're not financially responsible because we constantly make money. And we say, if we spend this here, if we spend that here, I'm going to make this tomorrow, or I'll make that this afternoon. Yo, we got to be more financially fiscally responsible. We got to take care of them bills. You like to come into the night shops with the lights is on, the water's on. It's nice and warm in the wintertime. It's nice and cool in the summertime. What you think makes that happen? It's your boyfriend. That's how the shop operates. You know, you see the owner riding around in a nice car and living in a nice house. That's because he's taking care of his business. He's done his due diligence. He's paid his dues. Don't look at what he's doing to justify what you're doing. As they say, pay as you wait. You got to pay as you wait, man. So when it comes time for that booth rent, got to pay it, man. Pay your responsibilities. Be the man and lady of your word. When you walk in that door on Monday, you sit in that chair, you sit your first client in that chair, that's saying to the shop owner, whatever the booth rent is set at, I'm okay with it, and I'm going to pay it when it's due. That's a nonverbal contract, you guys. You know, it doesn't have to be in writing. You know, a lot of shop owners, I know they do have contracts and everything where everything is spelled out, but as traditionally, it's just a nonverbal contract. We got to hold up to it, y'all. So I see we got a couple of people on the line. Looks like everybody just want to listen. Y'all, 347-637-3850. Press 1 to tap into this topic. Why don't you have your booth rent on Friday or Saturday when it's due? And as shop owners, if you don't have your booth rent, what should we do? Should we pack your tools up until you pay it, or what should we do? All right, let's move on. We got a caller from the 256. Let's see what they got to say. You're on Barber Zone Radio.
Can you hear me?
Welcome to the Barber Zone. Who we got on the line with us today?
Hey, it's Mike Sills, the creator from Alabama.
What's going on, good brother? Welcome to the Barber Zone.
Hey, man, I feel everything you just expounded upon as far as the barbers coming in, paying half the rent, working, you know, a full week, then on Saturday they disappear. I got the lock on it, man. I figured it out. But
okay.
Barber and salon owners needed a cash register, and here's what I do. I had a cash register by me. And what I do, I charge my barbers by the day. By the day, they have to, all the money that is made in the barbershop goes in the cash register. At the end of the day, they take their money out and leave mine. And what
okay.
that does is help me to be secure with my booth rent. Therefore, at the end of the week, it's not a hard, you know, decision. You know, at the end of the week, I'm good. If they miss a day, before they come in the next day, they have to have what they miss prior, you know, to that day. In other words, if you miss a Tuesday, you got to come in Wednesday with the money that you're supposed to give me Tuesday. You understand
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Before you get started on Wednesday, you got to pay for Tuesday before you get started Wednesday.
In other words, you hit my door every when you come in Monday morning, you got to have your day's worth of rent. Now, you have to give me 6 days. I tell the barbers you have to give me 6 days. Out of those 6 days, I want $25 a day.
Okay.
And at the end of the week, you know, it's not a hard job. You know, they pay theirs by the day. So at the end of the week, I'm good. And they good.
Okay, okay. So we do the math. That's $150 a week.
That's right.
$150 a week. But you break it out to $25 a day.
Yeah, and all,
feel that, man.
All the money that's made in my barbershop comes in the cash register. Each barber has his own code. So after a haircut, he goes to the barber, to the cash register, registers in his money and the price of his haircut. And at the end of the day, I have code one. Barber has another barber has code 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, so forth and so on. So each barber knows how much he's made at the end of the day. So they leave me mine and take theirs.
Okay, okay. So like, so say at the, so if your day ends at 6, like at 6 o'clock, you got to report for the whole day who's made what and whatever, and then you just take care of them like that, huh?
Yeah. At the end of the day, when one barber cashes out, all the other barbers are cash out also. Therefore, when they cash out, they leave me my $25 and take the rest, the remainder of this theirs. And then, at the same time, I know how much my whole barbershop made that day versus just knowing how much I made. See, a lot of salons don't have control over their barbershop. They need to know every dollar that comes in that door because you can use that for business leverage. You may want to sell business. You can prove how much your whole business made. You have receipts from your cash register to show how much each barber made. So it's only smart to have a cash register. It's smart to have a barber paying by the day versus the week because they won't skip out on you.
Hey, that's, bruh, that's a great one. I like
so
that one.
That's what I do. And for the barbers that don't have clientele like they want, I just charge them 60-40. At the end of the day, they get the 60%, I get my 40%. We can work either way.
Okay. Work either way, commission or rent for a day, huh?
Yeah, but the key is to have that cash register. Every money, every bit of money that come in the barbershop need to hit the cash register. It doesn't need to be in the barber's pocket. It need to be in the cash register. You need to know how much it is made.
That's an excellent idea, bro. Excellent idea. Hey, bro, take a second. You know, you didn't drop this good knowledge to start the show off, man. So go ahead and again, get everybody your name, where you work at, you know, the name of your shop, if you're on Facebook or whatever. Tell people how to get at you, man.
Hey, my name is Mike. My boy, I got my partner in the barber business is Boss Man, John Boston from out of Shreveport, Louisiana. That's my partner. My other partner is Douglas Tompkins from out of Atlanta. Anyway, Mike Sales is my name. You can check me out on Facebook, Mike Sales, Cut Creator. Or you can check out my website, www. up Mike, www.mnb-cuts.com. Once again, www.mnb-cuts.com. You can check me out on YouTube, Mr. M Sales 0120. I'm on YouTube. I have, right now, I got small hits. I got like 60,000 views on my YouTube videos. And I'm kind of on the back burner. I hadn't been posting anything up on Facebook. I hadn't been on YouTube because I got some things cooking in the oven right now. I'm working on my presidential barbing video. So I come out, I'm coming out hard. I'm coming out with techniques, secrets, and tips in the barber trade because barbers need to take salon and barber owners need to take control of their businesses. Learned a long time ago. Been in business 25 years. If you hang around older barbers, you can learn the game. Younger barbers, you know, they look at, 9 times out of 10, if you go to any of these barbershops, young barbershops, you won't see a barber pole. You won't see a cash register. You won't see the box. You'll just see young guys, you know, cutting hair, having fun. And disrespecting the business. It takes a salon to take charge and take control of the barbershop by having a cash register and controlling the cash flow. And when you do that, you can grow. I'm going to tell you something. When you do that, you can take your money to the bank at the end of the day and create a system with your banking system and your accountant. And you can start owning some stuff. Start buying some stuff just with the receipts from your cash register.
Hey, man, do y'all hear what this brother's saying, man? Do y'all hear what this brother, hey, man, this brother Mike is giving y'all some jewels, man. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Thanks for coming on the show, man. This is what this show is about, man. Talking to people and letting them know, like you say, take control of their business.
Yeah, you take control of, man, I'm telling you, I fire barbers quick. I don't. If you're throwing in my barbershop, you got to go. I don't need you. I don't want nobody to feel like that. I need them. I want them to feel like that they can help me. I help them. But if you're coming through, you want to be the boss. Hey, you need to go ahead and get your own barbershop. You can ask my barbers at the barbershop that I have now. I have five or six guys. I guess within a matter of 6 months. It's not because of them. It's not because of me. It's because they, you know, take the business for granted and they won't listen. And I'll be a sorry barber owner if I let them continue on with their devious ways. You got to teach these young men. I let them go so they'll grow. When they step back, hey, maybe you can come back, you know, but you got to come back correct. I want these barbers to know and learn. No.
Hey, man. Right on. Hey, bro, you don't know. Hey, you don't know how you helping me with this also. Hey, man, this been some things I've been going through about being a shop owner. I'm in the process of stepping my shop up, man, to 6 years, nail tech, all that good stuff. So, hey, some of this stuff you said today is helping me out too, bro. But, hey, Mike, appreciate you. Hold on a little bit, bro. We're going to bring some other people on, man. And find out their opinions on this topic of the day. But, bruh, that's some jewels you're dropping on us, man. And appreciate it, man. And much love to you and Boss Man and all them boys down there down south, man.
Yep,
so. Hey, hold on 1 second. We got my man, Tekken. He's from down south, too, man. He's from down that Texas area. My man, Darryl Houston, man. Welcome to the Barber Zone, good brother.
What's going on with you, man?
Oh, everything is beautiful. Everything is beautiful. You know, thank you for stopping through the Barber Zone this evening. Hey, D.
Yeah. I got a question.
Yes,
so, say for instance, one of your barbers don't come in for that day. Are you charging for that day, or how does that work out, bro?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
I forgot your name.
When they come in, if they don't come in that day, the next day they come in, boom, they got to have that $20 or $25 in their pocket before they crank up. If they don't have it, they got to do what they got to do to get it. I give them a grace period. I give them, you know, 2 days. I won't let them until they get it. They have to. It's just a matter of business. You know, if they want their chair, they'll take care of it. That's their house.
Hey, now, question. Say your brother, you know, he come in on Monday. He don't come in on Tuesday. You know what I mean? So, Wednesday, he don't have that 25.
But he ain't coming to work.
So, okay,
better have
so
a valid excuse. But if you miss 2 days, I know about a barber when I look at him and know his, you know, his character. And if I don't hear from him, he won't tell me. No, if you don't call me and communicate with me, I'm not going to help you. But you got to communicate with me.
Hey, so what if he don't have it till like Friday? So does he have to come in with the ones for the other 2 days, or is he still just on that 25 for the day that he missed initially?
No, if he has a valid excuse. Now, what I tell those guys to do is to save money, put at least $5 a day or $10 a day back for any, you know, for accidents or for hardships, anything like that that may happen. They have to be responsible. If they're not responsible, you know, it's not a good look on the barbershop. I want responsible barbers. In other words, if you have to, you can pay me a little extra to put that money up in the reserve. I do that also. So if you fall on hard times, you have something to fall back on because, hey, my utility company is not hearing about, you know, I'm having bad times. My renter is not he's not wanting to hear that. So I try to teach these guys the responsibility of the business.
Okay,
but
I
won't let it get that far out. It hadn't got to that point yet.
All right,
okay.
I'm understanding what you're saying. My next question, bro, would be, how much are y'all charging for a haircut in your shop? Without the beard trim, and then how much are you charging for the haircut with a beard trim? You know what I'm saying? And then my next question after that, I don't mean to hit you with a lot of questions, but I know, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to get a full understanding so everybody else can get a chance to talk too. The next question is, what are you averaging in a week's time through your shop? I mean, just an average. I'm not trying to, like, get all the way in your business or nothing like that, but I'm currently in school right now. I graduated in a month, and I'm looking at trying to jump out and get my own shop, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking towards you guys as mentors, you know what I'm saying? Let's get in the game for 20, 15, 20 years, you know what I'm saying?
Now, a basic haircut is $15. Haircut with beard trim is $20. Now, if you come in, your first two haircuts, you've already paid your booth rent and with me. The rest is yours. But all the money goes into the cash register. And as far as what I average, you know, you're talking about me personally or my barbershop?
I'm talking about the shop as a whole, you know what I'm saying?
The shop as a whole averages about, about $7,000 a week.
Okay, so he got room to eat then.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell these guys. I work next door to a college campus.
Yeah, it shouldn't really be any excuse why they shouldn't have that booth right though, huh?
Right, that's what I'm saying. And one thing I let them know also, which I'm in the process of now, I'm making them get out there and promote themselves. Go to the Walmarts. Go to the communities. We have a restaurant next door. Go to the restaurant. Pass out your cards. Meet and greet. You know, if you have to, give away some free haircuts. You have to, you know, to promote yourself. This is a game, and it's like chess. You got to know when to make your move and when not to make a move. But it's a lovely thing once you get the hang of it, once you learn the system and get a system. I tell every barber needs to at least put back $100 a week. After you paid everything, what you need to do is get a checking account. Get your checking account every day, deposit money into your checking account. Now, what you set up with the bank, you have to bank the draft at least $100 a week out of your checking account into a savings account. And don't even touch that money. Just keep depositing your barbershop money every day into this checking account. And they'll keep drafting it once a week out of their checking account every Wednesday. Now, at the end of a month, you should have $400 saved up. At the end of 2 months, $800, so forth and so on. Now, what you do from there, you also have an accountant. take your receipts to them, and you're building a rapport with the bank, and you're also building a system with your accountant. And get a good accountant that can give you a game plan. Once you build that up, let 2 years go by doing this. You go to your bank, you have accumulated, you're talking about $3,600, maybe $13,000 in 2 years, $14,000 in 2 years. Now you got liquid cash in the bank. You can take that money that you've saved from your checking account to your savings account and put some money down on your own business or your home, whatever you choose to buy. You have cash.
Yes, sir.
And also,
hey, man.
And also,
Right on, Mike, man. Right on, brother. Hey, keep on preaching, man. Go on. Keep on preaching. The people need to hear this, brother. Hey,
and also,
y'all got to remember it. Y'all listening to Barbers on Radio. Got my man Mike Sales on here right now. Keep preaching to the people, Mike.
Hey, and also, one thing you got to remember, too. Every quarter you should pay your taxes. Don't pay it at the end of the year. Do it every quarter. So at the end of that quarter, that money you've put back in your savings account, remember, I went too far ahead of you. Remember, keep up with your receipts. Keep up with everything that you do in the barbershop. Every quarter, you take some money out of your savings account to pay taxes. It may be $300 a quarter, maybe $400 a quarter. You have four quarters. If it's $400 a quarter, at the end of the year, you pay $1,600 into your taxes. That's into your Social Security, and that's into your whatever else that's needed from the federal government. After 2 years, you know, the IRS won't have a good rapport with you. You can take your tax papers and be legitimate with them instead of boosting up some. You got something that's legitimate. And from there, you can, you know, raise up to $500 every quarter, $600 a quarter. All you're doing is building your network, building your tax plan up, and keep your credit right. Pay your bills on time. And what you can do, just go out there and get anything that you can afford that your tax papers say you can. That's where you gain power at, through your good credit and through the taxes. That's why I'm so strict with my barbers, because I want them to understand this is not a game. For real.
Hey, man. Hey, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Thank you,
oh, yeah.
Thank you. Hey, anybody listening to this show, if y'all got some young barbers out there like my man Daryl, and when I say young, I don't mean chronologically. I mean your time in this barber game. If you got some young barbers out here, they need to hear these drills that Mike has dropped on us, man. Hey, Mike, we appreciate you.
Y'all see me blog, y'all see me stuff through my emails and Facebook every day. I said, this time I got to talk to him. I got to get on it. Now, and I think
man.
I see you all be at the Bronner Brothers show.
I done met with you and talked with you and everything, man. I'm the brother Barbizon with the dreads from Columbus, man.
I thought this was you. I knew who I was talking to. I knew I was talking to you, dude.
Hey, you know, we don't have conversations like this, man. That's why I let you just go on, dog.
Right, man. I'm telling you, man, but sometimes, man, you got to disappear, man, just to handle your business. And, you know, it's good and fun to be, you know, on Facebook and the internet, but in the meantime, man, they need barbers. I advise all y'all, get a cash register, salon, get a cash register in your barbershop. And everything that comes to your barbershop needs to come in that cash register so you can increase your network for your business. You are your business. You are your business. If your cash register is not making sense, you're not going to make sense. You got to have a cash register in there, charge barbers by the day. At the end of the day, your boyfriend is paid. At the end of the week, everybody's eating good because they tipped away at it instead of paying one big lump sum, and the barbers will be comfortable with it. You might charge $150 a week, but you're paying $25 a day, you can't feel it.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Hey, Mike, I got another question for you.
Are you
selling anything in your shop, like brushes, do-rags, anything like that?
Do you have a retail area in your spot?
But what I do sell a bump patrol product. I do sell that. And what I do with that, you know, when you have your money that you're making every day, I tell you what I do too. On Mondays, I have it set up so good. On Mondays, everything I make on Monday, I don't work on Mondays. A lot of barbershops are closed on Mondays. You want to work overtime. We work overtime too. You got to look at it as a real job. The money that you make Monday, you can put towards something that you want to do. If you want to buy a car, money you make on Monday, put it up in the bank every Monday. At the end of the month, you might have $500, $400 from a Monday. Take that, yeah. Pay a bill with it. Take that, yeah. And pay something off with it. You know, work. Don't work against yourself.
Right.
Basically, what he's saying is, you got to have a plan. If you want to be successful, if you want to make some moves, you got to have a plan.
That's it.
Plan, you got to be disciplined. You got to be able to stick to your plan. Like I said earlier on the show, y'all know a lot of barbers, we are the most fiscal, irresponsible people around because we make money hand over fist constantly. We make money. And you know, we like, okay, I can go spend this because I go back to the shop for an hour and I'll make that plus more.
Right. And what I'm going to do, man, I've been writing down some ideas. I'm going to put a book together dealing with the finances of a barbershop, how to run your barbershop and run it efficiently, soundproof, and also you want a high return on barbers, you know, a good rapport with barbers. This system will lock a good barber down, and he wouldn't want to go work for nobody else but you if you stick to this game plan I'm putting down. I keep
right
y'all posted
on,
up
right,
on it,
right
though.
On.
It's in the making right now.
Right.
That's what's up.
Right.
That's what's
on.
Up. Because the thing is, I'm really trying to. I'm trying. When I get my shop, I'm really trying to separate myself from what you know. What I'm saying what's already being done. Because I hear a whole lot of complaining, you know, in my area. You know, what I'm saying from the barbers and from the clients and everything else. You know, and I'm trying to make sure that when I do my thing, it's going to be where it's not going to hurt me, but it's going to also make not just my barbers comfortable, but my clients too. Because the thing is, a lot of times if you got turmoil between the barbers or it's something that they don't, you know, that's going on that they're not really talking about in the shop, you know what I'm saying? It has a tendency to, you know, hurt your business, you know?
It shows. It all reflective in the energy of the shop. It all affects the energy of the shop. Hey, y'all, but hold on, man. We've been having some good comments, but we got some more people on the line. We'll bring them on to see what they think about this topic. But why don't you have your booth ring when it's due? We got a caller calling in from the 702. You're on Barber Zone Radio. Who's we have on the line with us this evening? From the 702.
It's Tito. It's your boy Tito out of Las Vegas.
Tito, what's up, man? Mr. Las Vegas, welcome to the show. Hey, turn your phone up a little bit. Speak up a little bit louder. We want to be able to hear, you know, what you about to drop on us, bro.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I heard what your boy was saying about the, you know, all the tactics you got to take in the barber game, you know, for us putting your money in your account, this and that. And you know,
yeah.
that's you gotta do it like a system. But you know what I do different. What I heard he's doing. I heard he's charging like 25 a day.
Yeah.
What I do is what we do is the blueprint automatically comes out of their pay at the end of the week. First day of the week is Saturday, so they get paid on Fridays, and I have like a check system where it's like a direct deposit right to their account. And I have a shop accountant where, like he said, they pay their quarterly taxes. Only thing different that I have from him is we have a check system and it comes out of their account, I mean their check at the end of the week. So it's like they just live off tips during the week, and at the end of the week they basically get their check, maybe $1,200, $1,300, whatever it may be. I charge $265 a week.
That's what's up, man.
Okay,
yeah,
so you do it on the, like you say, on the check. That's another option, y'all. Instead of doing blueprint, you're doing point of sale. Basically, that's point of sale, and at the end of the week, whatever you generated, that's what your paycheck is.
And also what it does is just like you really your own competition because you can see exactly what you made like versus this Tuesday versus last Tuesday, Saturday, Wednesday, you know, Thursday, et cetera. You can see what you did. Like, so if you made $110 Thursday, you know the next Thursday coming, you can make $111, you know, so to speak. So you basically your own competition, you know. So that's why I really got the price up like $265 because, like you said, you know, most barbers don't want to come in the shop. Like I heard the youngster talking about he want to open the shop with, you know, when he got out of school. I think it's cool, but I think you should wait like 18 months before you jump in. Like you
should, right.
Yeah, get yourself straight. Get yourself involved with the community. But as far as they open the thing out of school, I wouldn't do that because you really don't know what's happening yet as far as in the shop. But, you know, that's a good goal to open your shop. A lot of barbers say they want to do it, but it's really hard. So I think you should be in a shop anywhere from, like, say, 12 to 18 months, then open up your shop. Because it may look easy, but it's really not. Because you got to have, you know, a foundation for the community first, really.
That's right.
Okay.
Hey, right on. Hey, that's some good ones, y'all. Hey, Daryl.
Yeah.
Hey, Daryl, that's why you're into the barber zone, man, so you can get that stuff that they don't teach you in school.
But like you said, if you work up under that system, the barbers would not want to leave. Because, like, in my shop, you know, the barbers don't get, you know, after you pay for the haircut, they don't pay the bar. They go pay the register. So, you know, in my shop, the barbers, they don't even want the money, like, when you pay them. They don't even want it. They just want to get it. They're ready to get it at the end of the week. Because, you know, you always got some cats coming to the shop selling something. And if you got money on you, they're going to want to spend it. So, at the end of the week, they might have made a thousand, but they really got 300 because they've been spent, each day they spend $150.
Exactly. Hey, and that creates that fiscal discipline that we need. So
yeah.
Hey, and that's the incentive because see the problem I run into and a lot of barbers run into around here is when you do the blueprint, cats feel like, hey, as long as I pay my blueprint, I don't got to come in for here and I don't got to come in till then and do this and do that. So, but then what that does ends up making the shop look bad because cats ain't there. But they feel as long as they pay their booth rent, I don't gotta come in. I work for myself.
Well, you really don't work for yourself. You work for that shop. So, I mean, another thing barbers gotta get out of their head, like, you know, most barbers be like, well, I'm my own boss. You're really not if you're working with someone. You know what I mean?
That's like the wrong attitude
to have too. You know, you really ain't your own boss because you're working in an establishment. You like team. You know what I mean? So you pretty much gotta go by the skyline. Yeah.
And you know something, I started to do that system at first, check system, but I decided to work this way. But I believe, listening to you, I'm going to move to that point. Like I said, I talked to an older gentleman. They do the check system. But I was kind of, you know, not leery about it, but I wasn't ready for that point yet. But I'm ready for it. And I'm glad to hear you talk about it tonight. That's what I'm going to move to.
You know, what you're doing is you're giving them a check stub and, you know, a lot of things. Like, because later on, like you said, they want to buy a house or a car. They're going to come to you anyway saying they need some type of, they're going to need some type of show, you know, show they made or check stub. Sometimes, you know, a bank account, they don't get it. They want to see what's going on, like how you getting this.
Right.
Yeah, how you learn it? Hey, yeah, hey, that's an excellent point. Hey, y'all, hold on. We got a caller coming from the 404. We're gonna have them tap into this conversation about why don't you have your booth rent at the end of the week once it's due. Calling from the 404. Welcome to the Barber Zone Radio. Who do we have on the line with?
How y'all fellas doing tonight, man?
Good.
All right.
All right, it's John with Magic Touch.
John, what's up?
Ain't nothing too much, man. My thing on the topic is, you know, I got to the point where I don't even do boofering no more. I just do straight commission. And just
yeah,
do like my man do straight checks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've come to realize that a lot of people feel as though they can just come and go as they please and do what it is they want to do, and that's totally not the case. You know, you still work for somebody. You still work for the people. Whose hair are you cutting? Because if they didn't need your service, then, you know, you wouldn't be in business.
How much is your commission?
We do 60-40.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I figure.
That's what I do with some of my barbers.
I do, but I also provide, you know, because I'm a product company, I also provide products and do advertising and stuff for the shop.
Yeah.
Well, you know, each one of my shops.
Right on.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, bro.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying, you know, for each one of the shops, you know, we have a commercial that locates all, you know, with all the locations and everything, and we run specials at different times. And then we do a lot of raffles, too. When I go around to doing the classes at different shows, you know, I tell people that, you know, they need to do incentive programs. Like one thing I do with my high school is when the PlayStation 3 came out, I bought a PlayStation 3. And whichever one of my high schoolers gave me the most referrals, they won that PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to the community, yeah.
Yeah, we just do different little things of that nature. Then, you know, I did one with my adults. I did a vacation, you know, for two, whoever referred me to the most people within like 3 months. And you'd be surprised on how many people get to referring you when you start offering, like, you know, I bought a cruise and, you know, I put a cruise out there. It wasn't no real big cruise. It was just like a little 4-day joint. But you'd be surprised on how many people want to participate on that.
Oh, that's big, 4 days.
Yeah, man. It seems like the more we talk, the bigger we get.
Hey,
that's what's up,
hey,
man.
Bro. Hey, man, if y'all don't know by now, y'all don't understand, because some of y'all, this is y'all first time entering the Barber Zone. Hey, and let me just say, I appreciate y'all brothers taking your time, man, to jump on this line and talk on this topic, but that's what this show is about. Excuse me. That's what this show is about, man, us getting on, sharing trade secrets, sharing ideas so we can improve our shops. Because right now we got, what? We got, Mike, you in what, Louisiana?
What?
Mike, where you at? What city you in?
I'm in Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay. So we got Alabama. Oh, Mike, I need to holler at you too, man. We're going to be coming down that way, man, with our movie project. So I'm going to have to hit you, and we're going to talk about it because we're going to be in the Alabama area. So
who is this?
Back to this, man. Now, see, right now we got Alabama, we got Houston, Texas, we got Las Vegas, and we got Atlanta, Georgia, and Columbus, Ohio, all on the line right now. Barbers all in different parts of the country, but we all sharing these tips, man, that we all need to help our barbershops get better. So I appreciate y'all brothers, man, for coming on and sharing this, man. So, y'all just don't know what y'all doing for some young brothers, man, like my man Daryl on the line. So, hey, appreciate y'all stopping in. But, hey, but let us know where you at in Atlanta, man. You know, this your time. Since this is your first time on the show, let everybody know your name, your shop, where you at in Atlanta, and how they can get hold to you.
You can always reach me on my web or at one of my shops. My company name is MagicTouchHairGroup.com, and we have 7 locations in Atlanta. And we do care of. My name is John.
And your
name is John.
And all that. Okay.
Huh?
Say, all right,
yes. No, I'm saying my name is John, and, you know, I can be reached at 404-433-2235 at any given time. Or, you know, y'all can probably catch me at any one of the given hair shows. For my homeboy that's in Texas, or if y'all are going to go to Texas, we're doing a hair show in Houston, Texas, on July the 9th through the 11th. It's going to be a real big hair show for Houston, Texas.
The Josh McKenzie show?
No, it's not Josh's, but I'm going to be at Josh's. I'm going to be one of the judges at Josh's show. And he's coming actually doing a judge at our show. It's called Image Expo. Y'all can look it up, imageexpo.com. It's going to be a real good show.
How can I get involved in this show?
Like I said, just give me a call. What you for is doing what? For as competing or?
A class.
You want to do a class?
Is it going to be a 2-day show, 1 day, or?
It's going to be a 2-day show.
Okay, what's your number again?
404.
433-2235. 423. Yeah. All right, here we go. His name is John. His name is John with Magic Touch. Repeat that number one more time.
404.
404. 433-2235.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
All righty, all right.
Yeah, hit,
hey,
hit me up, you know what I'm saying? We can get together and we'll talk about it.
All right.
Hey,
got
brother,
you down, Jay.
Hey, brothers, hold on 1 second. We got somebody else coming on the line, man. They want to tap into this topic of why don't you have your booth rent when it's due? Y'all, we didn't got some great ideas on how to prevent this question. We got some nice commission. And daily rate ideas going on. So let's see. We got a caller from the 205, man. Let's see what they got to say. You're on Barber Zone Radio. Who does we have on the line this evening?
What's up, my good people? This is Roe the Barber calling from Birmingham, Alabama.
Big Roe.
Hey, Roe the
what's
Barber.
Up, boy?
Hey, man.
What's up?
Roe Tide is in the building this evening, huh?
No doubt. What's up, Mr. Mike?
Hey, what's going on with you, Roe?
It's all good, Barber. Love to you.
Oh yeah, came back.
Hey, Ro.
Yes, sir.
What's going on with this question, man? Why don't people have a booth rent at when it's due? All right, hey, we got everybody on the line. We've had reasons on how to prevent it or how you handle it, but. What are some of the reasons that y'all hear these dudes talk about that they don't have a booth rent? Why don't they have a booth rent?
Man, you name it, it's a reason, man. Everything from they had to pay other things to, you know, baby mama drama, man, bonding out of jail, everything on thing, man. You name it, I probably done heard it.
Yeah, man, but I'm just lost on you, man, on why don't you have your booth rent? And how did you come up with some of these reasons why not, and how do you feel that it's going to be okay when you tell me that?
Well, coming from I've heard, you know, all of you guys speak, and the majority of you guys are shop owners. Myself, I'm not a shop owner. I actually rent a booth space. So coming from myself, I just want to give my input. First of all, I treat this as a business because I am a business. So I see it as a great opportunity that someone has allowed me to be in their salon or in their barbershop and be able to rent their space for either $400 or $500 a month versus being able to pay, you know, thousands of dollars a month and then having to be responsible for the building, have to be responsible for the lights and water. You know, if a window get broke or the air condition goes out, the shop owner is responsible for that. So I see it as a great opportunity to be a leasee as far as renting a booth space, because now I don't have to be responsible for those things. Now, not knocking that, because one day soon I will be a shop owner, and I know that being a shop owner versus being a leasee has its pros and cons. But right now, you know, I just, you know, enjoy the benefits of just being a person who leases a space. Now, my thing is, when it comes to paying booth rent, it's all about money management. And this is one thing that I teach when I go out and teach classes, is money management, because, you know, say, for instance, Easter is coming up. For all of us, that's going to be a great week. We're going to be super busy. You're going to have to get your rest. You're going to have to, you know what I'm saying, put your money away. Matter of fact, you might not even have time to spend money. So when you go out on that Easter week, you're going to make a lot of money. So that next week, it might not be as great. So you got to learn to manage your money and put aside that money, because just like I think that was Mike that said, you know, the power company doesn't go away. The water pump company doesn't go away. Your car people don't go away. So
you're
going to have to.
Yeah,
so you're going to have to do that. And being in the shop, you know, yeah, you got that freedom, you know, to come and go as you please most of the time, but it also boils down to time management. Because, see, I know at a particular time of the day, for me, I know it's going to be slow. And that's between 1 and 3 o'clock. It's always going to be slow for me. So I make that.
You got to learn your shop trend. You got to learn.
Exactly.
You got one thing, excuse me, but you got to learn the trend. Young barber, you got to learn the trend of your shop. You got to learn, like some brothers saying, you got to learn the pattern of your shot.
Exactly.
Right.
And with that time, I might choose to take that, you know, that time to either rest, because you got to accept the bitter with the sweet. So with the busy times, you got to, you know, really grind it out. With the slow times, you know, you can enjoy that time and get a little rest, because, you know, for me, after 3 o'clock, I'm wide open again, because, you know, it's after school hours. But I can also choose, like, you know, in my area, we got Walmart right up the street. We got, you know, a bunch of smaller fast food joints. So I have a stack of business cards that I go out and I have on the back of those cards, free complimentary cut with first visit. And I go out and I pass those out, because now that's marketing for me to get more people in. Yeah, I might give up a free cut, but as long as I do what I'm supposed to do and that person sits in my chair for the first time, after that it becomes residual income. That $15, $20 now becomes, you know, $60 to $100 a month versus just that one, you know, that one-time money. So I'm looking at the residual income, and that's my input on that. And I got a lot because I was writing it down as you guys were talking, because y'all was feeding it in, man. as far as booth rent, Mike says that he takes his off the top, you know, the $25 a day. Me, myself, we don't have a system like that, but I'm wise enough to know that at the end of the week I got to pay out my booth rent. And the salon owner requires everybody to pay it on Saturday. I pay mine every Friday because I don't want to get caught slipping. I don't want them to have to come to me and say, well, you got me? So I pay mine every Friday, and the way that I do that is I got envelopes that I got up under my station. And when it comes down to money management, and I just recently done this. I used to do it a different way, but I just recently done this, is I sat down and I wrote down all my financial responsibilities that I had to pay. And what I did is I broke them down into weekly and then a daily payment. So each envelope has to get a certain amount of money every day. So my booth rent gets a certain amount of money a day. My car note gets a certain amount of money a day. My house note gets a certain amount of money a day. And then I got to make sure I have all of that first, because I need all of this stuff to live. And then that, you know, whatever's left over, you know what I'm saying, I can consider mine. I can go do whatever I want to with it. Or I can stack back, like my man said, I can stack back for emergency purposes that, you know, that might come up in the future.
Hey. Hey, man. Y'all boys are dropping. Man, y'all dropping some jewels this evening, man. Hey.
Can y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah. I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, my phone died. I had to pick a guy from another phone.
I'm sorry, y'all. I got you back on, bro. I got you right back on. But man, hey, y'all boys are dropping some real good ones, man.
Oh yeah, man.
And then when it comes down to your taxes, like you said, you pay your taxes the way that you're supposed to pay them, because there's no way in the world that you can go out and buy a nice car or a nice house and you're not claiming, you know, what you're supposed to make. You can't buy a $300,000 house and you're only claiming $20,000 a year. It's not going to happen. So you need to be wise enough to go ahead and claim, you know, pay your taxes, and that way you have a paper trail of what you need to do for when you want to make those purchases in the future.
And you know something? It makes you feel good as a man to be able to handle your business at the end of the day. You know, and you know it's security. If you have a girlfriend or a wife, the first thing that a woman wants is a man with security. And
especially
when you're locking down your finances, it's security for a woman. And it's not only security for you, it's security for your children if you have some. And we go further than that. You need to have some insurance, health insurance, life insurance. And I advise brothers to get some life insurance and term life insurance. I mean, whole life insurance, not term. Whole life.
Yeah.
Say, for instance, you make a payment on your whole life insurance. You might have a slow month or a slow week. Whole life insurance doesn't go away. You're not going to be done. They're not going to do away with it because you're late. They're going to hold on to it because it's whole life. It's like putting money in the bank. But insurance is very important for your barbershop, for your life.
And, y'all, and so y'all know, and here coming in the future, man, I'm working on doing some shows that speak to that exact same thing. I'm actually looking to have a brother possibly next week, depending on what his schedule is. Talking, he's a tax accountant, so have him get on and speak to exactly what we're talking about. Our fiscal responsibility, our financial responsibility as shop owners and independent operators. So y'all brothers is touching on some great ideas for barbers. And again, anybody listening to this show, get this to the young barbers and, you know, barbers, you know, that we need to become more responsible. More financially responsible we become, the tighter group we become.
And you know
the more we come together, that's the more power that we have. Have you ever noticed that when, like if you go to fill out an application or you go to apply for something or even you get on the internet and they ask your occupation, if you look in that drop-down window, how many times do you see barber?
Not one.
You rarely ever see barber. We're the highly respected trade, besides, you know, firemen and police officers right now. But we're the oldest and the most respected trade, but we're the least advertised or promoted trade.
Mm.
Think about it. People don't promote the barber or think about the barber until they have that emergency. But when they had that emergency, that job interview, that hot date, or they're trying to go to a concert, ball game, or whatever, the barber is number one that they list. But any other time, we the last person they think about. We need to gain this power back in our community. You know, one thing I love is being able to walk through the grocery store or you know, walk through somewhere in the store, whatever, bank. Hey, that's the guy from the barbershop. Hey, how you doing, man? I'll be to the shop, just, you know. And it's the respect that you get.
That's right.
We all need that. We need that all across the board, y'all.
That's right. And
we got to get this power back, man. It's a barber renaissance. Anybody that know me, that's what I'm talking about. It's a barber renaissance right now, y'all. We got to get our just due back.
That's right. And another thing that I've done, when I purchase things, I purchase things that has value. I don't like to purchase things that don't have value. I bought an antique car. The antique car, you know, right now you can buy things low, and that's why I said it's good to have a good rapport with the bank and with your accountant so you can have proof of your income. You know, right now is a good time to buy a real estate. Right now to buy, you know, antique classic cars for cheap. And you buy low, you can sell high. You know, there are other things that you can do as far as make extra money, as far as being a barber, other than sell products. You know, barbers have real estate. Barbers own other properties. Barbers own houses, you know. And that's where the leverage comes in being a barber, is being able to manipulate your money, your finances to work for you. Because great people have, the Bible says, cast your bread among many waters. In other words, have more than one source of income. And being a barber, you know, you become a creative thinker. And that's what it has brought me to be a creative thinker. So that's why I say get your taxes and your money situated. And all y'all brothers on the phone, man, y'all are sharp brothers, man. My hat, kudos to y'all, because y'all have over exceeded far beyond the average barber mentally.
That's what it's all about, man. I'm glad you said that. It's all about the mentalness. I mean, the our mental capacity, because we already know that we're creative, out the box thinkers, or we wouldn't be out here walking on faith trying to do what we do.
That's right.
That's off the top. Y'all got to realize we taking this walk on faith, man. We some different thinking type individuals. We're not the kind that just settle for just the status quo, just the mediocrity, just to sit there from 9 to 5, you know, working for 40 hours a week for 40 years to get 40% of what we work.
Right. Hey, fellas. I'm about to let y'all go, man. Y'all been real inspiring to me, man. And I'm gonna get back with Blog Talk. I'm gonna check you out tomorrow to see what's going on. But now it's family time. But y'all,
right
fine, man. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all stopping through anytime, man. Hit me up at any time. So
I do that.
I'm gonna give y'all my number right now, man. 614.
Hold on.
352. Here we go. If y'all want to get at me. 614-352-8515. And if y'all call me on and I don't answer, I might be in a meeting or doing something, just text me, man. I'll get right back at you. I either call you or I just text you right back. But most definitely, I will get right back at you.
And what's your name again?
My name is, you know, everybody just know me as Barberzone, but my name is Chevez. C-H-E-V-E-Z. I'm giving it to you again.
Chevez Barber Talk.
C-H-E-V-E-Z.
I got you.
And everybody just know me by the company name, which is Barberzone.
Hey, and this is Rota Barber, man. Mike, I'm just like an hour and a half away from you.
Man, you ain't nowhere.
I would really like to sit down and talk with you, man. So
205.
One of these Mondays, you know, when I'm off work, I'll make it my business to shoot up there, man. That way we can talk and, you know, chop it up a little bit.
Okay, you said 205. What's your number, 205?
395-6-8021. I go by Rota Barber, but you can just, you know, call me Ro, R-O-E.
I got you, man.
Hey, man, I'm going to look you up on Facebook, and I'll make sure that we stay in touch, because we're too close not to stay in touch.
Right, man. Right. That's true, man. Yeah. I got you down.
Hey, Ro, my bad, bro. Hey, have y'all... for y'all brothers that don't know, man, I've come out with a product, man, called Cool Touch, which is a foamy, no alcohol antiseptic, and you know, so we can stop using all this alcohol and witch hazel, cherry alcohol, with sea breeze, whatever you're using. Because if y'all don't know that those products, that's not healthy, man. It dries the skin out and it's not good for us. So come
that's
out with
true.
A product, and it's called Cool Touch. Y'all might and it's got a video. Check it out on YouTube, Cool Touch video. And Ro, have you seen it yet? Ro, have you seen it yet?
Have I seen the Cool Touch?
Yeah, have you seen the Cool Touch video?
No, I haven't seen the video yet. I'm making my business to see it as soon as we get off the line, though.
YouTube/ Barberzone. BARBERZONE.
I'm looking for
cool
it now.
Video. Hey, and Ro, my bad, bro.
Hey, I'm gonna give y'all a quick story about me, man. And I'm gonna get off this phone. Y'all heard of the product Liquid Razor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you about Liquid Razor. Back in 1999, I participated in the barber Bronner Brothers Barber Show. I mean, the Bronner Brothers Barber. I had a booth at the Bronner Brothers in 1999. I was selling my educational barber videos, how to cut a fade. And I was, you know, doing my business, taking care of things. And there was a guy who I was helping him sell his product. He was helping me sell my product. And to make a long story short, I had a product that I coined called Liquid Razor. And what I used, it was just spritz, what everybody knows now. But anyway, I was sharing that on my video in 1999, and the guy who was helping me, ultimately the show was over. I went to the Proud Lady Show in Chicago, and there was a guy who was selling some products. The same guy had a company called Chizaps, and he had a banner above his station featuring new Liquid Razor. He stole my idea, and it's selling on a national level. And I'm telling you guys, if you have an idea, any products that you want to bring out, don't talk about them until you become secure as far as legally with your product. Don't bring a product out before it's time, because people will steal your idea. And it happens all the time in the hair industry. It happened to me. I invented Liquid Razor. A lot of people don't know that, but I have proof of that, you know, from, you know, my the shows I was in 1999 at the Bonner Brothers.
You got documentation that you came out with.
Yeah, I mean, right. The documentation I have is my barbering video and, you know, posters that I have put out. But, you know, always keep your ideas to yourself. You know, my hat go off to the guy who did it, because God has another plan for me. You know, what he did was, you know, it wasn't cool, but, you know, life is not
that
always
was dirty.
Fair. It's not always fair. You learn from your mistakes. And that's all. He just helped me grow a little bit. But just keep your ideas to yourself, and when they come to fruition, get what they call a poor man's copyright first. Everybody know what a poor man's copyright is, right?
Mail it to yourself.
Yes, exactly. Mail the idea to yourself, and don't open it up until you go to court. Never explain or tell anybody about the idea, because if you say something, all the person has to do is do one thing different than what your idea is, and it's not yours anymore. So just keep your ideas to yourself. But I'm going to leave on that note, man.
Hey, bro. All
right, Mike, man. I'll be talking to you real soon.
All right, Chevelle. Hey. Appreciate you. Bro, appreciate you.
No doubt.
All right. Hey, man. Barbara, love to you, man. Hey. And, hey, anytime you want to come on the show, man, just come on. We here every Monday at 9 p.m., bro. So we appreciate the comments at any time, man. Barbara, love to you, good brother.
Likewise.
All right.
All right. Later.
Yes, sir. Hey, yeah, hey y'all, but check out the YouTube and the Cool Touch video. Hey, Ro, when you see it, man, I'm saying right now, I apologize and I'm gonna fix it tonight. Hey, Mike,
I guess I'm real anxious to look at it now, because I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about.
Hey, yeah, I'm gonna let you look at it and see.
Okay.
Hey, and when I was doing it, I'm like, man, something about this thing. Hey, this thing, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to let you hit me after you see it. You can be like, oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you know we'll do that.
it ain't nothing real major, but it's something. You can be like, oh, man. Hey, y'all. Hey, but we're coming to the end of another show, man. Always, man, I appreciate y'all, man, and I love y'all brothers for taking the time out and sharing all this knowledge that God has blessed y'all in this barber game, man, in this trade that we love. So, hey, man, y'all brothers really get it tonight, man. You know, got my man Dale still on the line. We got Rhoda Barber. Have my man Mike Sales. Man, John from Magic Touch. Hey, y'all brothers put it in. Hey, we also have my man Tito from the Vegas area stop through and drop a little on us. Y'all, the topic, why don't you have your boot ring? This really turned in. I might have to rename this to how to prevent barbers from saying, I don't have my boot ring. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all. Y'all, be sure to check us out next week, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Check the website out at blogtalkradio.com/BarberZone. Be sure to follow us on the BarberZone website, the official site for the BarberZone, man, which is www.barberzone.org. Check us out. We're going to be up on the event. I apologize. I've been working on too much, working on moving the shop to the new location that I haven't updated all the events, but forgive me. You know, check out the other stuff, the YouTube page and, you know, the products that we got. Be sure to get the Cool Touch in your shop. We're working on prevention, y'all. No more, you know, if we got prevention, we won't need the bump patrols and the kitty kitties and all of those and the bump stoppers. So let's be healthy in our shop and, hey, appreciate y'all. Next week, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the number is 347-637-3850. I appreciate y'all, man, for entering the Barber Zone. Barber Zone. Y'all, We love y'all. Let's start this barber renaissance, man. Let's get what's due us. Hey, to my man Daryl that's still on the line and go to barber. Peace to y'all, man. Appreciate y'all stopping through. And we'll see y'all next week.
All right, man. Barber
love y'all. Okay. We out. Peace.